This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder where the front line has barely moved. A Moscow-installed leader in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday said Russian forces were making gains in Bakhmut. But in a video released on Telegram, Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky said his forces were inflicting heavy losses on Russian attackers in an effort to exhaust the invaders. Heavy fighting has also moved to the town of Avdiivka, a bit to the south, where British intelligence said a Russian tank division had suffered heavy losses.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Migrants protested outside the migration detention center in Mexico that caught fire Monday night, killing 38 migrants. Dozens more were injured. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials said Tuesday they will await the findings of three independent European investigations into the September blast that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby telling reporters President Biden is confident the probes will be as thorough as possible, and that they should provide a better sense of what happened. Kirby said last week the United States believed the blasts were an act of sabotage and that the U.S. was not involved in any way. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Her three-country African tour, starting in Ghana, is part of a charm offensive by Washington aimed at countering the growing influence of China and Russia on the continent.
This continent, of course, has a special significance for me personally as the first black vice president of the United States of America.
Harris also addressed, though women grow the majority of food on the continent, they are less likely to own the land they farm. Empowering women, she said, would benefit not only themselves, but also the entire economy.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting there. Pirates boarded a Danish-owned Liberian-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Guinea. Over the weekend, the owner said Tuesday, adding that contact with the 16 crew members had been lost. Manjasa, the ship's owner, said the crew had sought refuge in the tanker's secure room when the pirates boarded. In accordance with the onboard anti-piracy emergency protocol, three men took control of the ship, and since then the crew can no longer be reached, an official telling the AFP. Pirates have long been a risk in the Gulf of Guinea, a major shipping route stretching 57 kilometers from Senegal to Angola, with Nigerian gangs carrying out most of the attacks. And an Afghan rights activist who has campaigned for girls' education has been arrested in Kabul, according to the United Nations. The UN mission in Afghanistan said Matula Wesa, founder of the president of PenPath, a local non-government group that travels across Afghanistan with a mobile school and library, was arrested in Kabul on Monday. Local reports said Taliban security forces detained Wesa after she returned from a trip to Europe. There was no immediate word from the Taliban on the arrest. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.